This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program that really shouldn't be taken very seriously at all. The Internet is killing personal privacy faster than any technology that came before. We've set up a computer here so we can sample one privacy-busting site called MikeMike. The story behind MikeMike is Mike lives in an efficiency apartment and has a microphone taped to the headboard of his bed. For just $15 a month, you can visit the MikeMike site and listen to whatever is happening right there, right now. Which raises the question, if you can't see anything, are you still a voyeur? In the name of social research, we're going to find out. Turn on the site now. Sounds like Mike is in. Sounds like Mike is unconscious. I invited two fans of the site to come into our studio to listen to Mike just as they might listen to him at home. Paul, a trumpeter, is a security guard at a shopping mall.
Hey.
And Lars Hutter is a stockbroker.
If you'd like to talk about investments, I can also do that.
Okay, thank you. And both of you listen to MikeMike regularly?
Yeah, and talk about him in the chat room, too.
Yeah. Hey, are you Hush Bunny 37?
Maybe. Who's asking?
Mike Fright.
No way!
Yeah.
I thought you were a teaser, man!
Oh, yeah, and I thought you were taller.
Well, don't that beat all?
Yeah, huh. Kind of amazing.
How about if we listen to MikeMike for a while right now, and we'll just guess what's going on, because this is a major activity for the people who listen online, right?
Oh, yeah, especially during those slow times at work.
Well, I don't have many slow times when I work, well, with the market being so high, you know, but I do sometimes listen at home.
Oh, yeah, right. You're too busy at work playing Minesweeper.
Oh, it's kind of fun.
All right, okay, let's listen then, and I'm going to guess, just from what I can hear, that Mike is snoring because he's taking a nap.
No, that's not what it sounds like to me. I think Mike really is sawing wood. I think he's building a bookcase.
Huh. I think a huge Siberian tiger escaped from the zoo, crawled through Mike's open window, and is now resting after its kill. Well, it could be.
That's the Internet. There's always someone with an imagination more twisted than yours.
No! No! Stop!
It sounds like somebody just fell out the window.
Nah.
That would be way too weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then again, you know.
Hey, should we call 911?
Shh. Wait a minute, listen. I can hear there's still some breathing.
I think I was just a little too sloppy. I don't think anyone's going to buy that, okay? There, right.
Oh.
Right.
Huh.
No. No. Not that. Stop. Ah!
Wait a minute.
He's pretending to fall out the window. Oh. The nerve.
You know, this whole thing is a hoax. I had more faith in the Internet.
You did? You know, someone should tell the authorities about
wait,
this.
Wait. What's that sound?
Some kind of egg beater or
maybe
TV turned off or a
maybe
fan.
Maybe a drum, somebody's drumming.
I don't think it could be.
You know that bubbly kind of sound?
Maybe he's slapping himself.
Oh, wait. That is sick.
That'd be kind of sick, yeah. Kind of fun though.
Oh, no! You, in the apartment, it's the cyber police.
I've never heard of the cyber police.
You're under arrest for perpetrating a fraud on the Internet.
I technically wanted to kill you.
Detective Webb, you'll never get me,
Trapper.
Put down the mouse. Put it down.
Wait a minute.
Never.
It's a raid. We're listening to a raid live.
No. That's still part of the fraud.
It's a mistake.
Well, you're pretty gullible.
Yeah, you are. He just left the TV on. It's America's Most Wanted.
Yeah.
It's clear that is what is happening.
No, wait, listen. No, that's real.
No.
Well, anybody?
Well,
sounded real to me.
I think the microphone got hit.
No, it's all phony, and the sound effects guy is catching his breath.
Detective, you got me.
Oh, please.
No, I don't buy that.
Okay, kid. We'll get you out of here in no time.
Out! But don't you see? This is where I belong. My microphone's here. My server. I'm a celebrity on the web. My audience is listening.
Whose audience? Not mine.
Oh,
not his.
Man, that's just...
No.
No.
That's all over now. They'll miss me. Will they? Will they miss satisfying their sick compulsion to eavesdrop on what you were supposedly doing in this room? Will they miss the way you faked them out with your phony stunts like falling out the window? Will they miss paying the fees you charge for this scam? I don't think so. You took a new technology and used its power to deceive. People don't forgive that. It's like those hooligans who used to do radio drama. All that stuff was fake. Look at where they are now. I didn't mean any harm. Too late for that. You've got some answering to do.
Well, I haven't heard dialogue like that since the last Daniel Steele book.
No.
It was just,
Yeah, it's fake. It's really, forced.
Yeah, it's not, I'm not, you know, going with
I'm not, I don't feel anything.
No, I don't
care about
I really feel distant, like I'm not even, you know, there. This is too melodramatic.
Yeah, it's phony.
Yeah, I mean, detectives don't talk like that.
Yeah, this whole thing is, it's a lousy act.
Wait, why come down on me? I wouldn't have done it if there weren't people on the internet willing to listen. Go after them, detective. They're as sick as me. More sick. I know who they are. I can tell you who's connected right now. All I have to do is touch this button.
Okay, enough of this. Turn off. Okay, it's off. Close down. Shut down.
That was close.
Boy.
I don't think there's any future for this kind of mass invasion of privacy on the internet.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, no, it's interesting for a while, and then the charm kind of vanishes.
Yeah, it's too boring. It's time to get, on with our lives.
On, yeah.
Paula Trumpeter and Lars Hunter are fans of the Mike site.
Former fans.
An audio exhibitionist on the internet.